Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As we know, we live in such a video and viral-driven society. The power of social media and how fast anything can take off in just a matter of minutes. 30 years ago, it was very different. But it didn't take long for this video to go everywhere. 30 years ago today, Rodney Glenn King was driving. He had went out with friends. Patrol car spotted him speeding on the freeway, and the chase ensued. After a short pursuit, Rodney Glenn King parked, and then the video that we've all seen so many times took place. Viciously assaulted, cracking his skull, leaving it with permanent brain damage. And then a year later, the trial. Officers found not guilty. The riots that took place, the examination of LA, the examination of race. Years later, the O.J. Simpson trial and the conversation of race on that. And what's taking place in our society today, including with the Derek Chauvin trial. Starting right in our town, when George Floyd's life ended last May 25th, and how this is going to play out. We are drawn to this op-ed in USA Today from Dennis McDougall. Dennis has a great background. He is working on a Rodney King documentary right now. He was a producer of CNN during the O.J. Simpson trial, and he's offered up a total of 12 books, and the op-ed is well worth the read today in USA Today. Dennis, thanks for your time on a busy afternoon. I'm sure a number of people reaching out to you. Tell people about your connection with the man you called Glenn.
Well, as I wrote in the op-ed piece today, he reached out to me initially through a mutual friend. Who had come to know him after the beating and suggested that I'd written several books by that time, and he suggested that I might tackle Glenn's autobiography. So we met and sized each other up, and even back then, I mean, this is way back in like 95 or 96, I was struck by, you know, the difference between the guy that I met and was speaking with. His cousin came along with him to meet me at my house, and the guy that was described in, you know, every other newscast and in print, in newspaper and in magazine articles, it just didn't compute, because the guy I met was funny, bright. I mean, you could tell that he had short-term memory problems and that he was anxious. I mean, you know, anyone who had been beaten the way that he had been, of course, would probably be anxious, but who he was in the flesh, as opposed to how he was portrayed, was just 180 degrees off. It just didn't make any sense.
When he was reflective, sir, about what took place the night, what took place with the trial and following the trial, what jumped out at you most about those conversations?
I'm not sure exactly what you mean. What jumped out at me?
What were his most telling comments? Right when he was going back to what happened the night, leading up to the trial, and then how, you know, the riots took place and the further examination about the enormous differences, how blacks and whites viewed their treatment from the Los Angeles Police Department.
As he stated in his now famous speech, I guess, you know, following the riots, which, by the way, you know, he ended virtually overnight, literally, by standing up and simply saying, why can't we all just get along? His feeling about the police, as reflected in my own conversations with him and my co-producer, Ira Abrams, was that the police had been racist, and the sheriff's office as well had a double standard for white and black drivers in particular, and that this tawdry history, this face-off between law enforcement, which was primarily white back then, and black citizens in Southern California, it was, you know, a completely different experience from that white drivers, white citizens had when they were confronted by police. You know, Glenn talked about people being hauled off in front of his eyes when he was still in grammar school. You know, local kids who were hauled off in a sheriff's squad car, taken up behind jet propulsion laboratory, which is up in the hills in Pasadena, and beaten as a preemptive measure because they looked like they might be gang members. And this was way back in the 1970s when he was still a little boy. He grew up with that kind of sensibility. And, you know, it was only after the riots that and after the Warren Christopher Commission handed down their recommendations following the riots, that things began to change in the LAPD and Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office. Things have improved mightily, but I would submit to you that were he still alive today, that that Glenn would say that we have still have a long way to go.
Dennis McDougall is with us. He's authored up a dozen books. He has covered the Rodney Glenn King entire experience, including this relationship he had with the man he calls Glenn. He's now working on a documentary with him. So I want to stay with the part on the LAPD, because I think people believe, because I read a number of stories about it the last few days looking ahead to our conversation, where some will say the LAPD has changed a lot and still has ways to go, and others still shake their head and say it really isn't that different. How much time have you spent looking at that part as to how it contrasts or compares to a lot of other big city police departments all across this country?
Well, I mean, that's a difficult question to answer because I'm not familiar with all of the big city police departments across the country, especially, you know, I mean, in terms of firsthand experience. The secondary reports that I get, of course, indicate that that big city police departments as a whole, over the past couple of years, since the beginning of the Black Lives Matter movement, seem to have instituted more sensitivity training and are doing their level best to weed out the bad apples. But then, you know, the proof is in the pudding, Chad. You have to pay attention to the headlines. And sadly,
sure.
You know, a week doesn't seem to go by that we don't come across yet another example of some outrage on the part of white cops and black citizens. I don't know why that is. I mean, I do know why that is, but I would like to hope that all of the negativity that we have been through, lo, these many years, 30 years today, you know, 30 years since Rodney was to death, that we would have learned a lesson. But I despair that message has gotten through to a significant number of white cops.
Last thing, sir, what's the status of your documentary, and when will we have a chance to see it?
Well, we're hoping to wrap it up by this fall. We're still shooting some footage, trying to catch up with some of Glenn's closer friends, and at least one of his brothers who moved to Alaska. Haven't spoken with him yet. But, you know, I mean, it's pretty much done. We've got a lot of post-production, some mixing, and some last-minute editing to do. But we came away with 27-plus hours of video that we shot over a 15-year period with Glenn. And you know, it's pretty good, I think. Of course, I'm not the one to ask about that.
Dennis, so, you're central to this coverage. I really thank you for coming on, and I will look forward to watching the documentary. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
Dennis McDougall on 30 years after Rodney King, the beating, and everything that took place, and everything really that is still taking place with this divide. The timing of this look back 30 years ago with the start of the Floyd trial in our city of Minneapolis, we felt like the timing made a lot of sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.